So my family's culture is super important. The aspects that I still partake in is definitely cooking. That's something that kind of happened because of necessity. I ate Cambodian food all my life, and that's something I took for granted. Because my mom said that she was going to move back to Cambodia when I was like in my early 20s. Kind of panicked because out of selfish reasons, like where am I going to get good Cambodian food now? At the time, I don't think there was many Cambodian restaurants, or if they were, they were like in South Philly, and like I didn't want to drive that far to get it, but I asked her to help me make or teach me to make some of my favorite dishes so that at least I'd have a few. So before she left, I learned how to make salam chukrung, which is like a delicious kind of hot and sour Cambodian soup. I had her teach me khao sa chuk, which is caramelized pork belly, and to make like chak nam, which is like a stir-fried crab dish. So those are like three of my favorite dishes. She taught me how to make it. She didn't go to Cambodia for like 3 months, and then she came back because she said she missed us. So, but out of it, I began to appreciate the cooking, and I was somebody that couldn't even make rice at the time. Like I think it really helped me prepare for like life on my own as a single male. I got better, and my curiosity grew, and I think I can make a decent amount of Cambodian dishes now. To the point where, I have a YouTube channel where I make Cambodian food, and now I'm teaching workshops. So, out of that one instance, something grew out of it. So I'm really appreciative of that. So definitely cooking is one of the aspects and I hold dear to Cambodian culture. Must have Cambodian ingredients. You gotta have krung, which is kind of like the spice paste that goes into everything. Like it's a combination of lemongrass, galangal, turmeric, macrat lime, garlic, can put shallots in it if you want, and then like a little pinch of salt to help grind it down. So, but that's the thing that we put on beef sticks, which if you've never had, it's like delicious. Back in the day, like if you used to like go in Alni, like we would have soccer games at Alni Field, and there would be a lady selling beef sticks, chicken wings with pickles. And in the 90s, that was like the place to be. Like Alni Field would host like Cambodian soccer leagues. Yeah. It was just like, everybody would just be there. It was just like a whole event. And like it was just something that we looked forward to so much. And that's really one of the things that I miss so much about my childhood, is just like that community. And then we put that spice paste in like soups. Soups, stews, marinating meat. So it's like it does everything. So that's like the must-have Cambodian ingredient. And then brong, which is like fermented mudfish, which doesn't sound that appetizing. Doesn't smell that appetizing either, but if you incorporate it and mix it with other ingredients, it's amazing. Like you can't make Cambodian dishes without it.